Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. Well, we are joined right now by Gary Washburn on the Harbor One hotline. Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe, who was down in Miami for both games one and two. So, Gary, my first question to you is, Marcus Smart had that foot sprain that kept him out of game one, and we saw him very animated on the sidelines, and then he just went absolutely off last night. So how does he make that health turnaround of being so active, so aggressive, while having a sprained foot? Like, he didn't look gimpy at all.
Yeah, Megan, I think that's the Marcus Smart experience, though, isn't it? Like, isn't that what I think Celtics fans have grown to understand is going to happen, that then he's going to go 2-for-11 and then start 2-for-11 and then he's going to hit a three, then he's going to shake Max Strus. Like, this is just what Marcus Smart does. I just think you knew once he was allowed to play that he was going to go all out. And I just think that that's exactly the spark that the Celtics needed. Even though he didn't have a great shooting night, he hit some key shots in that run to kind of take control of the game. And I think, you know, I think he was close to playing in game one, but I think they wanted to kind of save Marcus from himself and not re-injure the foot. But you could just tell, obviously, when he's sitting on the sideline at game one, he's standing the whole time, he's jumping up and down. You know, he doesn't really have a boot on or anything like that. You kind of figured, okay, he'll be ready to play in game two. And I said, he just gives something, an intangible, to this team. And obviously last night, he was tremendous in the key stretches.
Well, you talk about intangibles, and you look at Jimmy Butler. So he tried. He gave you 16 points in the third quarter, but it just doesn't seem like, even on his best day, he can give you four straight quarters and really carry this team, and, you know, from beginning to end, because the supporting cast just isn't consistent enough. Is that how you read it?
Yeah, I don't think that they were consistent last night. I think we've all seen better from Tyler Hero, definitely seen better from Bam Adebayo. And then, I mean, let's face it, guys, like, the Heat are starting in their starting lineup because of injuries without Kyle Lowry. Gabe Vincent, undrafted, and Max Strus, the former kind of like Celtics castoff. Those are two starters. I mean, this is not a team that's loaded with all this, you know, first-round talent, lottery picks. So those guys are good players, but you can't expect them to carry the team. And I think that they worked collectively well as a team, but I think last night Butler took a lot of it on his own. Adebayo kind of disappeared. Tyler Hero had a good stretch early and then kind of disappeared. It just seemed like they weren't themselves, and they got punched in the mouth and they couldn't respond. The Celtics did to them what they've done to the Celtics over the years.
So Gary, I know we talked about last series where it was like, you know, I don't really think you knew what the series was until game three and beyond. The first two games were a little bit different and maybe similar in this one, but I think it's very similar in that in the end, I don't think Miami has enough. I think it was a reality check. You played the Celtics without two of their starters, without two of their better defenders, and you saw what it looked like. I don't expect them to shoot the ball the way they did, but just like last series, I just think the Celtics have too much for this team, maybe even more so in size in this series for Miami.
Yeah, Lou, I think you have to think that, one, the difference in game three, one, the Heat will be motivated because they are flat out embarrassed, and two, Eric Spoelstra will try to come up with some type of wrinkle to affect the Celtics, whether it be another crazy zone defense or something to figure out, to try to muck up the game. I think that the game three is going to be the most physical game. I think the Heat are going to try to come out and punch first, because I think they realize if they let this one slip, then the series starts slipping away. But yeah, if you look at their roster and what they have, you don't, it doesn't really match up. No. Unless the Celtics go into a stupor as they did in the third quarter of game one. But other than that, I mean, if you look at the eight quarters of the game, I think the Celtics have won six, tied one, or tied two, or 5-2, and then the only one they lost was that third quarter. I mean, they're a third quarter away from having a 2-0 lead in this series, which is frustrating. But I think that you got to prepare, if you're the Celtics, for Miami to come out with something that they haven't seen yet and some wrinkles, and then they're going to start out hot. They're going to try to punch first.
Gary, by the time they got to the fourth quarter, it was an extreme blowout by the Celtics over Miami. And yet we saw some starters like Al Horford, Jaylen Brown stay in the game for over 5 minutes, 40 seconds. And then we saw Marcus Smart stay in for over 6 minutes, Grant Williams in for more than 7 minutes. That's half the quarter. Do you think that what is the reason that Ime Udoka is keeping those starters in for so many minutes, especially coming off of that 7-game series?
Yeah, because sometimes he pushes guys probably a little bit too much in terms of the minutes than you'd like to see. And I just think he's kind of felt like, listen, I mean, yeah, it's a big lead, 25-point lead. But let's say they go on one of those 10-0, 12-0 runs in the first 3 minutes. Then suddenly you got the Bucks game all over again where you're up 13 with 9 minutes left and you're on the road. So I just think he wanted to make sure we need to get this game. I think that that's what was on his mind. I do think he could have gone to the end of the bench a little bit earlier than he did, because I think the game was secure. And I also think he was waiting for Spoelstra to kind of throw in the towel also. But I don't think, you know, Butler didn't play much of the fourth quarter, if at all. So I think Spoelstra was kind of conceding at the beginning of the fourth quarter. But I think that Udoka just wanted to make sure there was no quick, you know, 10-0, 12-0 run, and then suddenly, you know, you're dealing with a 10-12-point game, 6-7 minutes left. You know, I don't think he entirely trusts his team with a lead after that game five against the Bucks.
So we're talking to Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe. And Gary, I just thought it was kind of funny, you know, when Ime keeps referencing this calming effect that Al and Marcus have. Al, I can see. Al, I can understand. But Marcus, it's almost like contradicting to what I see, you know, on an everyday basis with him. Like, that's the guy that kind of calms the waters and is the voice of reason?
You know what? It is funny. It's kind of a chaotic calmness in a sense. Like, he lets the players know where they need to be. He takes responsibility. He says, hey, I didn't make the good pass this time. I'll make it the next time. I think he just kind of keeps things under control. I mean, and it's not in a calming – it's calming, but – it's not in a calm manner. I mean, it's kind of chaotic. Yeah. It's Marcus yelling. It's Marcus screaming. It's Marcus, you know, jumping in faces. That's what Marcus does. But I think that the players, his teammates, are used to that. I think they need a floor general, and Marcus has become that floor general. I don't think a lot of people thought that he could replace Kemba Walker. He could be that floor guy, that guy who or keeps the team, you know, the Mac Jones, the Tom Brady, the guy who just keeps everything in line, but he's become that guy. And I think his teammates have trusted that, even though sometimes it's in some loud or unruly circumstances.
So, Gary, I was curious about Bam Adebayo. You know, you saw him prior in the postseason. He's had a few 20-point nights, 10 boards, 12 boards, whatever it may be. He's been really quiet in this series. Do you think is it just the presence of Rob and Al kind of going back and forth with him and maybe even Grant Williams? Why is he so ineffective, and do you expect it to continue?
Yeah, I mean, they've been putting bodies on him. Secondly, what the Bam I've seen in past years, Spo lets him bring the ball up the court and kind of play that point forward, and then he's able to take someone off the dribble or hit the mid-range, and he's not doing that. You know, he's giving the ball up and trying to set picks for shooters, and the Celtics are blitzing the Heat shooters, so they're not getting off good looks. And so I think the way they're playing offense, Adebayo's kind of become – just an afterthought. You know, they're not feeding the ball in the post. He's getting most of his points on rebounds and tip-ins and things like that. Like, They've got to make him more a part of the offense. That's what I think game three will be about, getting Adebayo out early, trying to draw some fouls on Robert Williams and Al Horford and Grant Williams, and just get him going, because when he's on, he can be a force.
Gary, Danny Ainge was in attendance in the last series. Not sure whether he'll be in the crowd at any point in this series or the finals, but how much credit do you give him for the success that this team has had this season and where they are right now, even after his departure?
Megan, you got to give him a lot of credit because, you know, Danny has not always had the greatest drafts, but I just think he helped build this team. He drafted Robert Williams. He drafted Grant Williams. He drafted Marcus Smart. He made he passed on Markel Fultz and took Jason Tatum. Who, I mean, how does that work out? You know, he took Jaylen Brown when, you know, probably 95% of Boston had no idea who Jaylen Brown was coming out of Cal. I mean, he put this team together. You know, now I think Brad Stevens has put the finishing touches. Him and Wick Grubspeck helping hire Ime Udoka, Brad making the trade to bring back Al Horford and move on from Kemba Walker. So I see some of the finishing touches have been done by Brad, but I think Danny drafted Peyton Pritchard. You know, now he's had some misses, but if you look at that roster, most of that roster has been put together by Danny Ainge and obviously the two main guys with Tatum and Brown all from that Nets trade. So you've got to give Danny a lot of credit for putting together this team.
All right, we're talking to Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe. Gary, earlier in the show, we brought up trying to compare this team to that 08 team. Now, that 08 team was more seasoned, you know, and they obviously won a championship. This team hasn't yet, and we'll see. But can you compare it? Is it crazy to say that this team potentially is better than that team if they win it?
Well, it's interesting because that was a generation in the NBA where old guys were welcomed on. So you had Sam Cassell, P.J. Brown. I mean, you had a bunch of old heads in that team that had either won championships before or had been around the league, and I don't think you can compare the two because it's just that team was so veteran. I mean, you know, you had a young Rondo and a young Perk, but the rest of the guys had been around the block, and that was the NBA 12, 13, 14 years ago where 30 plus year old guys were filling rosters. Not the same as much anymore. The Celtics don't really have, besides Al Horford, they don't have old heads on the bench. They don't have that guy who has been around and one here or one there at the end on the bench helping out or coming off the bench hitting a three. They're built with guys who are relatively young. I think that's the biggest difference between the two rosters. It's hard to compare because I said it was a different NBA then. But this team has a chance to be special. It does have a chance to be special. With a first-year coach, the great defense, the leadership of Smart, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, they do have a chance to be special. That's why I said you can't pass on these opportunities. You can't give away playoff games because you never know what's going to happen in the future. You got to take advantage of this opportunity if you're the Celtics.
All right, well, they locked down that one last night. Gary, thank you so much for joining us.
Guys, thanks a lot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.